You know what I also appreciate? When there's someone with the guts to compete against the Hammer. Especially when he calls his shot earlier in the week and says he's going to beat the Hammer. And that's what Chuck from Mount Airy did earlier this week.
Sounds like you think he has no chance to beat the Hammer. It sounds like you're almost like
limited
diminishing challenge.
Well, it's like I say, I'm the Hammer and he's not. But, you know.
You really have total confidence that you will
succeed
today. Not
total, but
large
confidence.
Wow.
It's like the Eagles versus the Jags. Better win. If you lose, it's a disaster. With that said,
I like that Chuck has been on the radio. He feels less nerves than a lot of the contestants.
Chuck knows his stuff.
He does.
And he's a confident guy.
Oh, yes, he is.
I would not expect him to
choke.
Confident
and competent.
Yeah. All right, with that said, with a record of 265-42, let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer. On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
And today with Beat the Hammer, Chuck will be competing for a Philadelphia Eagles sweatshirt, which, of course, should be great for this upcoming colder weather. Get a sweatshirt and rock the Eagles' colors, which is good stuff. Hey, Beat the Hammer brought to you by First Trust Bank, the largest family-owned commercial bank in our region. Founded in South Philadelphia in 1934, the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. 265-42 is my record. Chuck, I believe, is 0-1, but we know he knows sports. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, just thank me later. This is the highest rated, Beat the Hammer of the year.
Wow.
Chuck, you are a beaut, man. You really don't lack for confidence. And that's saying something coming from the Hammer.
You know, I'm just saying, man. You know, I'm just letting you know. Just thank me later, man. You know what I mean? Send me a gift card for Christmas or something. I mean, it's like
I love you, Chuck.
Going on the Club Shay Shay show. You know what I mean? It's going to break the records. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's the bottom line. Let's get this thing started, man.
Let's go.
Chuck,
get right to the
roll.
Business.
Love it.
Chuck,
who do you think has a higher impression of themselves, Chuck or the Hammer?
Twitter poll question later today. Hey, Chuck, good luck to you, buddy.
Yeah,
Chuck,
yeah.
I believe in you. I really do believe in you today. And I think everyone at this table, Devin, Rhea.
I sure do.
Dave Breitmeyer, our production expert engineer here. He believes in you. As Joe slowly, slower than ever, walks off.
In his Borgata sweat shorts.
Yeah, he's wearing Borgata sweat shorts today.
And flip-flops.
And I think he's limping.
He's not limping. He's just
Well, maybe he's sore from playing golf yesterday.
He's walking in a crotchety way.
Rhea's there.
And he's far away now. Look, we believe in you, Chuck. Let's do this.
So he's safely ensconced.
Yes.
All
stretching.
Right. Chucky, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Let's go.
All right. Let's go, Chucky. All right. Our category for today, he is getting inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame on Sunday. We're doing a little LeSean McCoy trivia today. You ready to roll, my friend?
Let's go.
All right. Clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. Five different quarterbacks have thrown a TD pass to LeSean McCoy in his NFL career. Name two of them.
Nick Foles. Donovan McNabb.
Name a head coach that McCoy played for in the NFL besides Andy Reid and Chip Kelly.
Passion.
What was that?
Pass. I
think. All right. Name two of the three opponents that McCoy faced in the playoffs with the Eagles.
Atlanta and Minnesota.
Since 2000, there's only one person with more rushing touchdowns for the Eagles than LeSean McCoy. Name him.
More rushing touchdowns than LeSean McCoy. Lead him. Ryan Westbrook.
In the five seasons after McCoy left from 20... Oh, no, Chucky.
Chuck.
Damn. That was tough. It happens. I doubt you're going to beat the Hammer this week, but
not
we'll find
convey
out.
My
we'll
disappointment.
I know, because he can't see us.
Because he can't see us as he's jogging over.
Look at this jog.
Jogging.
You can't run like that.
Wow, he's going to be exhausted by the time he gets here. I've never seen this degree of arm pumpage.
He's high-fiving the security guard.
Yeah,
that's his new thing now. She's laughing.
She's wiping her hand off. is what she's doing.
So, James, new idea. I think you should play the Chariots of Fire music when I come back.
Oh, my God.
Because
you know, I am trying to. Because we also got a lot to get to here.
There's a pickle man standing in front of us.
There is a pickle man.
And he's dancing.
A pickle man.
Are you flossing? Yeah.
He's got a life-size pickle costume on.
All right. How did this Chuck in Mount Airy guy do?
You ready to roll here?
Been ready.
Okay. Well, you're over your ass.
By the way,
questions.
Can I just say, Rhea, in 10 minutes, what do we got coming up here?
We have the NovaCare tickets. We're giving away the NovaCare tickets. Power physical therapy for Sunday's game against the Jags.
Be listening in 10 minutes as we give those tickets away. You can attend the Eagles-Jags game. You got to be listening, though, in 10 minutes to win them. Also, Dick Vermeil in 10 minutes and a Doug Peterson tribute in about 5 minutes. All right, Seltzer, let's rock and roll, my man.
All right, category for the week. He's getting inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame on Sunday. We're doing a little LeSean McCoy trivia. You ready, roll?
Wow. LeSean McCoy trivia. Let's rock.
All right. Here we go. Question number one.
He did have a different number year one.
And he did.
I think it was 29, but we'll see. Okay.
Question number one. 55 seconds. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. Five different quarterbacks have thrown a TD pass to LeSean McCoy in his NFL career. Name two of them.
I'm going to come back to that.
Name a head coach that McCoy played for in the NFL besides Andy Reid and Chip Kelly.
I'm going to come back to that.
Name two of the three opponents that McCoy faced in the playoffs with the Eagles.
Two of the three opponents. He faced the Saints, and he faced, in the playoffs, he faced the Packers.
Since 2000, there's only one person with more rushing touchdowns for the Eagles than LeSean McCoy. Name him.
Since 2000, I'll say Jalen Hurts.
In the five seasons after McCoy left, from 2015 through 2019, five different players led the Eagles in rushing. Name two of them.
From which years?
2015 through 2019.
I'll say, holy mackerel, DeMarco Murray and I'll say LeGarrette Blount. Go ahead. Five quarterbacks what?
Threw a touchdown pass to McCoy in his career.
I'll say Foles and Bradford.
Time.
What was the last one? Bradford?
I said Bradford.
Incorrect.
I couldn't think on those first two. How did Chuck do?
He did horrible.
Oh.
A 3-0 victory.
You know when you can't wrap your mind around the question? Like, I know these are gettable. I just couldn't.
It was Mike Vick and Nick Foles. Vince Young is the other Eagle.
I thought about Vince Young.
And then Tyrod Taylor and Pat Mahomes.
Who were the coaches he played
Rex
for?
Ryan, Sean McDermott, and Bruce Arians.
Yeah, my brain just couldn't get there. I mean, I guess it's like when Jordan.
I couldn't believe you guys didn't get Sean McDermott.
I couldn't. I was lost on the years. I couldn't. And that's why I struggled with the quarterbacks. Like, I was not processing the years.
With the Bills, I wasn't sure either. I was like, was McDermott there when he got traded?
I was totally lost. I was thinking about Shermer. And I was trying to figure out when Pat Shermer coached a game for the Eagles, was LeSean McCoy.
He was already traded by then. Yeah, it was 2015.
But I was like all spun around. Now, this is like when Jordan scores 24 and wins with ease, but doesn't score 45. Listen.
Wait, did you
Chuck hung up. Oh, no.
That is so weak.
That is weak, Chuck. Chuck.
No, don't call back. John, you know I didn't touch that.
Wait,
I was
maybe
just...
did Chuck know he was supposed to stay on?
Yes, come he's heard on. Beat the hammer before.
Don't be Tom Brady and not shake the hand. Shake the hand, take
that
the
is,
L.
That is akin to what
right?
the Tom Brady dissing Nick Foles.
Oh, that's not
that
right,
That really
man.
Does feel like a diss,
That's
Chuck.
Not right. All right, well, look.
I mean, was that his feelings are hurt diss, or was that like he really didn't know diss?
He knows. Come on, man. All right, Chuck, that's lame, but it is what it is. I still love you, Chuck, but I don't
do
have to
you?
Tell you. Yeah, I care about Chuck.
Well, okay, you can care about him. Do you love him?
I'll say this. He may need to get my book that is either going to be about Philadelphia sports or not about Philadelphia sports.
Oh, now you're going to push that. Pay you back.
Hey, by the way, Chuck challenged me and obviously failed, but you don't have to
massively.
Fail. You don't have to fail with commercial banking. Challenge your bank to do better for you. If they do not, then get yourself to First Trust Bank where your business will be in great shape. With victory 266, Beat the Hammer. Let's shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Still a pickleman. He's just
clapping.
Standing. He's just standing there.
Thank you, sir.
Pickleman.
Thank you. Yeah.
With
thank
the
you,
pickle
buddy.
Outfit. Joe, good job.
Joe, that was a very subdued job. Celebration for me.
I know.
Me.
I was confused. I'm still confused.
We didn't get any screaming, no Caesar references. Are you okay?
I didn't like that I couldn't process.
You still won.
I did. And I appreciate that.
You know something? You're like Jalen Hurts last year after the Buffalo game. Miserable.
A little bit.
I don't like that. It's annoying.
It's arrogant.
And it's necessary.
But I also got a lot on my mind. Like, we're about to play a Doug tribute. We got Coach Meal coming up. We got the tickets in a moment. I got to do a sponsorship. And I still now, because Chuck hung up, I still got to give someone a prize. And I got to rifle through my phone to find out what the prize is.
It's a Philadelphia Eagles sweatshirt.
Yep, I can't remember it all. I mean, it's too much. Too much.